Every conversation, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving?
Yo, send a big shout out to Prime Cigar, Big Lex, and the Reality Table. It's going down. How I Stop Child Support Legally, Lionel TJ Tillman. It's going down now.
Mr. Child Support Fraud himself, TJ.
What's up?
How you got going
what's
on?
What's up? What it do, man? My name is Lionel TJ Tillman. I am the author of How I Stop Child Support Legally. I represented myself in a 2-year hearing against child support with no legal background and got my case dismissed for extrinsic fraud after 22 years.
So the if y'all ain't here,
man.
What's somebody got out of it?
So if y'all didn't know, the topic is obviously child support fraud. And I'm really gonna throw it to TJ. And the reason I'm gonna throw it to TJ like this is because I ain't got no kids. I know Jody got kids. I know Mercedes got kids. And I've been hearing stories from my friends and what they go through. And I just kind of, the main question is like, I need to understand what child support and even child support fraud means.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get involved in that? And
got it.
Yeah.
So I'll start with how I got involved with child support. I was put on child support essentially at 12 years old.
At 12.
So
you had a baby at 12?
That's what I'm saying. So when I turned 18, they retroactively went back to when I was 12 years old and added on arrears. Because they was giving government assistance, which is Title 4A from when I was 12 until 18. So at when I turned 18, I already was in child support debt.
Because you couldn't afford, a 12-year-old can't afford what's going on.
A 12-year-old can't even get a job.
Right.
So at that point, I didn't even know about the child support case. I didn't find out about the child support case until 7 years after the case had started. So when I found out, 14 years. So when I found out about the case, I'm at work, payday. HR want to talk to me. I'm like, yo, what they want to talk about? It's like, well, we got an income withholding order for child support. I'm like, child support? What do you mean child support? They're like, well, here's the income withholding order. I'm looking at my check. My shit show. I'm like, yo, bro, half my check gone. Like, I need to talk to these people. Call them. They like, well, unfortunately, you had 6 months to respond. It's been 7 years. Ain't nothing that you can do. I'm like, wait, it's been 7 years? What do you mean it's been 7 years? They said, yeah, according to California code, such and such, such, you had 6 months to respond. You didn't respond within that time frame. There's nothing that we can do. So I end up going to the court. The court told me the same thing. Said, ain't nothing we can do at this point. So I was on child support for a total of 22 years, thinking under this miseducation, thinking that there was nothing that can be done until some change and all hell broke loose.
So you decided to just get some education on it and take it straight head on by yourself, like type shit.
Yeah, because so what actually took place was, so my license is getting suspended. So I went to jail. I did 30 days in a county for child support because my license was suspended.
Right.
So the judge say, man, if you come back here again, you're doing 6 months. I said, man, I ain't no way I'm doing 6 months for no damn license and child support.
Right.
So I paid him additional $50 so I can keep my license. But every year my license is getting suspended. So I'm now having to pay them $50 to release my license, pay the DMV another $75 to reinstate my license. Mm-hmm. This goes on for 13 years.
Right.
So at this point, I'm like, yo, year 13, I'm like, man, why do I have to keep going through this shit every year when I'm paying y'all so I can keep my license?
Right.
And the lady was like, what do you mean? And I was like, this shit fraud. It's just talking.
Right.
And she was like, what do you mean fraud? You got served. And I said, whoa, what do you mean I got served? She said, yeah, you got served. I'm like, well, tell me what day did I get served? Because I've been with me every day of my life.
Been with me.
And I know I didn't get served.
Right.
So she placed me on hold, bullshit you not. She come back, she like, I'm sorry, Mr. Tillman, we don't have your signature. And I'm like, well, I know you didn't. She's like, well, that don't matter anyway because you volunteered into the program. And I'm like, I did. I said, I did what? She said, yeah, you volunteered into the program. We have your signature. I said, okay, well, tell me what day did I sign? This lady placed me on hold. She comes back. I'm sorry, Mr. Tillman. We do not have your signature. So from that point on, I just start thinking, what else are they supposed to do? Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing a little research here and there, but now I'm finna get married. I apply for a passport. I done paid to go for our honeymoon to the DR, to Punta Cana. My passport come, well, at least I thought it was. I open it up. It's a letter from child support saying your passport is withheld. So now I got to go tell my fiance, the money we spent on the honeymoon, you can go, but I can't go. How you think that went? Not good at all. So she like, bro, you need to fix this shit. So then I'm thinking about, they said I didn't get served. They said I volunteered into the program. So I just start thinking and doing more research. What else are they supposed to do? And when I went down that rabbit hole, shit got real.
Yeah. Yeah.
It got real.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you find out when you first got started and you did your research? What's the first mistake that you realized that they made?
The first mistake that they made. So I went and got a copy of the summons, the complaint, the proof of service. Right. I had a default and the actual judgment.
Right.
When they open these cases, those documents have to be under the seal of the court. So Georgia, Superior Court of Georgia, Amaya said Los Angeles County Superior Court, and it must be signed by the clerk thereof. Mm. And that's 28 USC 1691. That's United States Code. So it governs the United States of America.
Right.
So if it don't have the clerk's signature over the entire county,
right,
that document is void,
right,
because it lacks a judicial signature.
Right.
There's a Supreme Court case law called County of San Diego versus Gorham, which says that if a judgment is void from the very beginning, is void past, present, and future. Anything that comes out of that judgment is void. So once I start looking at these documents, it wasn't under the seal of the court. It wasn't signed by a clerk. My order wasn't signed by a judge. My proof of service was completely blank for 22 years. But we don't know this until we go get our hands on these documents.
Right.
I'm gonna put, let's just put it on the street term. Mm-hmm. You, your baby mama, and child support, y'all go do a crime. Mm-hmm. Everybody get caught. So y'all crimees. Mm-hmm. They sit y'all in different rooms. And then when we get to court, what's gonna happen? Everybody wanna look at the paperwork to see who made a statement.
Right.
Your baby mama told child support, he ain't been taking care of the kids. So now they coming after you as the non-custodial parent. Right. So the problem is child support don't represent the mother. They don't represent you.
They represent the state.
They represent the state. Yeah, why or how do they represent the state? Because of Title 4D and Title 4A of the 1935 Social Security Act. So you ask, where does child support come from? I'm going to just keep it brief. In 1935, they started the 1935 Social Security Act. So in 1935 was around the Great Depression. Women could not work. And if they were working, they was getting minimum pay, so they couldn't support themselves. So if a man left his woman in 1935, he would be considered to have abandoned his child. Mm-hmm. So they came up with the program, the cash aid, the Medicaid, and the food stamps. So that's Title 4A of the 1935 Social Security Act. Mm-hmm. But in 1975, they did an amendment, Title 4D, which we now know is child support, to now come after the non-custodial parent to repay back the money that was given out from Title 4A. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you look at the website today, the Social Security Act, Title 4A is a grant.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. It's a grant. What is a grant?
Grant. Free money.
A grant is a gift.
Free money.
A gift is something that's given without any counterbalancing payment.
Right.
So how am I obligated to repay something that was given out as a gift?
Yeah.
This is the question. So once you start going down that rabbit hole and you're saying, look, how are you enforcing me to repay back this money? Because they're saying you volunteered into the program, because when they send that summons and you show up, and you don't say I'm under special appearance, you now made a general appearance and you waived your rights. It's very tricky.
Right.
Because they're saying, being that you didn't come here saying, hey, I'm making a special appearance, you made a general appearance, you waived your rights, you recognized the authority, you gave us jurisdiction over you, and now you have considered to be volunteered into the program. Like you say, you start paying, whether you show up to the court whether you start paying, you take a DNA, all of that is considered consent, right, and that you are volunteering into this program.
Right.
How long you been studying this?
Since 2016.
Because of your situation?
Because of my situation.
What do y'all think about what he's saying when it comes to your situations with kids and, you know, being a single parent? Or
I'm gonna let her start because because women, I don't think a lot of women understand too that it's some women that go through this too though.
Mm-hmm.
But all the women who get to go through this situation, they are the only women that understand what's it like to be a man.
For facts.
To go through this situation.
Facts.
And I feel like if women knew what it took to actually be a father, then they would. To be honest, I look at it like that. If y'all had any sense to want to have a good child, you know what I mean? Like, if you want the best for your child, why make it complicated when it doesn't have to be? And the majority of the time, it's the woman.
True.
Some men are like her baby dad. You feel what I'm saying? They act like the one. They do the.
Yeah.
And it's rarely that you're going to find a female that's going through that, though. But it's our song. And it's painful for them, more for them, because they already emotional.
Facts.
We got to handle laws.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But they got to be able to still raise the kids, still go through the court situation, which is a drag. Like, going to court, period. If you from a certain area in a certain neighborhood, a certain kind of background, we don't like the courtroom.
At all.
We don't like polices. We don't like litigations. We don't like nothing that got to do with talking to y'all.
Mm-mm.
So if I got to do this every month, bro, for a child that you don't even care about,
yeah,
something has to change with this situation, and I'm glad she brought you on just so a lot of people can get a little bit more information on what's actually really going on, why kids are like they are. I think this is a big reason why children today are just so far gone, because they don't understand their daddies be have to go through a whole lot of extra shit.
Or moms.
Yeah.
But majority of the daddies.
Right.
Because we need to focus on the men, because this shit is really about fucking men. But we just have, it's good that she can speak on it, because it's rare though. It's rare that women go through it. That's why her story is real unique too, because she got to, you treating her like she the fucking,
like I'm the daddy.
You know what I mean? Like I'm the daddy. Like
I'm the damn mama with the kids.
But
that's crazy right there.
But I'm gonna say this too, because I don't know all of your story. I just know what I know. But I also know that a lot of my friends who are high caliber women, I'm gonna call them high caliber women because they ain't regular girls. Most of the people I hang with ain't regular. Mm-hmm. You know, we ain't regular.
Yeah.
I'm just the one that ain't got no kids.
Yeah.
But most of the ones that I know that are regular, you know, they're not regular, but they literally going through what Mercedes going through. They going through somebody who the guy want to act like a little female and want to act like they want their kids, but they really don't even want to deal with their kids, but they want to make it harder on you because either you got the money or because you got the resources or because you dealing with somebody who else who got the money. So to me, it ain't foreign. I'm just not in it, but most of my female friends are going through what you're going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's weird to be in this position because you went through it, you going through it, y'all going through it. But I don't know too many females that ain't going through it on your situation.
Yeah.
It's a few
that
I know that are going through it in your situation, meaning like they really just bitter.
Yeah.
Because it didn't work out with y'all and they gonna make it hard for the next, and they gonna we gonna put him on child support.
Yeah.
Because you
the majority is the men.
I'm not trying to play rare and fair. What I'm saying
across
is
the board.
What I'm dealing with, because I'm out of it. I don't have that. I got a brother who's kind of in it, but he has his kids by two different people. You understand what I'm saying? He just found out about his 16-year-old 3 years ago, who's now 18 going on 19. So in his eyes, why ain't nobody tell me? And now you trying to welcome in somebody that now they feel unwelcome because they think they were abandoned this whole time.
Yeah.
But in reality, we ain't know.
Yeah.
Because now that feel like my child. Like, mm-hmm. And I feel like he missed out on a lot of privilege.
Privilege, yeah.
When they come, because the kid, my nephew is 6'9", bro. Mm. You better play basketball. This mm-hmm. boy is the number one trumpet player. Mm. He's going to school. He's in college, actually, Middle Georgia, for to be a pioneer.
Mm.
To be a pilot, bro. Like, I can't even fathom that. Because my daddy made me play basketball. Yeah. I didn't get the option of choosing. And then I loved it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I hear you. And I just think, I think we need to go forward instead of saying, like, the majority and minority. Because mm-hmm. I'm in a situation or in a space where most of my friends, and that's why I would say majority. But it ain't that. It's like, I can't speak on nothing else. Mm-hmm. I can only speak on it. These folks really going through it. And I be right there with them, like, on speaker. They be on speakerphone, like, what you mean? What you mean? Just make the deposit or just show up. Come get your kids. Da, da, da. But most of my friends are dudes. And like, what you mean? What you mad for? Like, dang, I want to get engaged, but I want to take care of my kids. You won't let me take care of my kids. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on my brother's side. What you mean? Shorty, you couldn't even tell me that was my child?
Yeah.
My mama got to go find that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I done heard all angles. And I don't like the finger point, but I feel like people are in situations, like, they're in their situation for a reason.
Yeah.
Not saying by choice. You came from a different background. So it's by choice. Not by choice. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, on this particular one, I just wanted to listen more because I'm trying to figure out how. Because the stuff that I know my brother go through, and I know what he do to take it. Like, I can't speak on you. I know what you've been through. I can't speak on you. I know what you're going through or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can speak on my brother.
Yeah.
Because he come from a wholesome family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we going to get to the how.
He come from a wholesome family. He got two kids. And he even favored the one he thought was his firstborn.
Mm.
That ain't your firstborn. He's your firstborn.
Yeah.
So you understand how he had to recalculate that in his brain?
Mm-hmm.
And then we sitting back like, this is wild.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
It's happening every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem. It's not a small problem. It's not a big problem. It's like one of the biggest problems.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody talks about, nobody in the government say anything about. We just had a whole election. And nobody has never mentioned anything about this custody child support shit. It's the most important issue in the world because that's why children are like, my mom is a teacher. She's been teaching for 30 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Their main problem in school. The main problem in school, and she teaches elementary school.
Mm. Yeah.
Shout out to Moore Elementary School. The main problem is that the women literally do not want the daddy to even be involved with nothing that has to do with the child at school. Like, and that's what the daddy make the most sense at. If you over here acting fucking a fool,
who gonna come put the foot down?
When the daddy come, it's a different story. When the mama come, it's like, you gotta take him with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you shorten your child time in school just cause you wanna be mad at the daddy. You know what I mean? It just be like too much weird shit. And I'm really tired of seeing it because I have to deal with my mama with them kids. Her kids is her kids. They don't matter if they're your kids or what. But if they come around her, they her kids. She take them home with them. Uh-huh. They stay with her at night. She take them to school in the morning. I got one of them mamas. So I had to deal with like other people's children that I don't even want to have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
I got a problem with trying to deal with my own fucking children. You know what I mean? So it's like, look, man. It should no one never be this hard or difficult to try to raise a kid in the United States of America.
No, it should not.
I don't give a damn who said what, who the president is. To be a father, and I want you to back me up on this, to even be a father, not a mother, but to be a father though, to your kid, the first thing you had to do, because I didn't know this, I got a 20-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
20-year-old, I ain't had to go through all that. You see what I'm saying? Even though we had our little problem, but I ain't had to go through no courts and too much of that extra shit. But the 5-year-old, I had to literally take her to court to keep from going, me fucking some shit up. Like, I'm finna go to jail, bro. I'm gonna put y'all in it. Like, tell her that I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to deal with her. She can holler at my mama, though. You feel me? But tell me when to come and when we'll do it.
And that's the thing. Like you said, coming from where we come from, we don't like to go and deal with the courts and dealing with them people. Mm-hmm. I ain't dealing with them people, but you unfortunately, that's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, what I tell people is, and when we're talking about custody, mm-hmm. to me, the other parent is actually irrelevant. When we're talking about she won't let me or he won't let me see the kids, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. What you can't dictate what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Why? Because I now know
that's what
I'm coming
know.
In with evidence, laws, and case law mm-hmm. to where I'm talking to this motherfucker up here. I don't even care what
exactly.
you say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So when I come in here with these laws and case law, and I'm telling them I have a fundamental liberty interest in the care, custody, and management over my children pursuant to Santowski versus Kramer. Mm-hmm. Now the judge is like, oh, wait, this motherfucker right. knows something.
Right.
I don't care nothing about the he say, she say it.
Right.
I'm not even finna deal with that. I'm coming in here with evidence, and I'm finna come in here and get the results that I want. So any person that's in a custody situation that's the other parent is there's parental alienation. Mm-hmm. Santowski versus Kramer is a Supreme Court case law. That's the highest court in the land. Mm. It governs the United States of America. It literally says we have a fundamental liberty, meaning free interest in the care, custody, and management over our children. And mm-hmm. United States Code 42 USC 1301D says I can object to my child being in that child support program. It don't say the custodial parent. It says either parent can object to it. Just the objecting parent has to provide insurance for the child because children in America have to have insurance right. under 18. So I'm not even going to play these you dictating and mm-hmm. you not letting me come right. to the school and all of that.
Yeah.
No, I'm finna like you. I'm finna come in here and take you to court.
Yeah.
We finna put this in place.
Right.
So when my time is my time. And if you violate my time, I'm going to hold your ass in contempt just like they hold me in contempt.
Right.
We ain't finna play these games.
Right.
So, unfortunately, that's what we have to do, even though where we come from, we don't like dealing with them people. But either you're gonna do it or you're going to get rolled over.
Right. Right. What you think? I mean, you don't have to go into your shit because you're still going through it. You can't really do it anyway, but just on your...
So, I've been through two different situations. I have two kids.
Okay.
My first child, I fought for 7 years for full custody of a child that was already living with me, that I fully took care of.
Okay.
It's so ironic because that same person has never met my child. And as much, yeah. So the court system, and it's crazy because when you start playing jurisdiction issues and then someone saying alienating, and then when you're offering visitation, but with certain guidelines due to domestic violence. So I am a survivor of domestic violence. Okay. I speak very much about it. There are a lot of things that have to be in place in order for a child to just go over to the other person,
facts.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I fought for several years. I spent over $150,000 winning custody of a child that already lived with me. I did not get child support. I did not get nothing reimbursed. And everything that the courts allowed that person to do because they play jurisdiction. So they will move from one place to the next place, mm-hmm. to the next place, to the next place. And what happens is your case get dismissed over there and go right back to the same. And he will actually have driver's license. He will go to these different places to get driver's license literally a day before court. And then guess what happened? Courts got to throw it out because it lacked jurisdiction. So now, but I thought you wanted visitation. No visitation. I want custody. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get custody of a child you never met. You got to at least establish that part. That person did not want that. That person just wanted my child to live with them, which is odd because as the parent that takes care of that minor child is like, wait a minute, what is your MO? Why? Right. So then I went through the whole bitter baby daddy situation.
Okay.
I ended up getting a new relationship. Well, that person ended up befriending my new relationship's best baby mom. Now I had the baby mom of the new boyfriend dealing with my ex trying to figure.
Wow.
Yes. So now I had a lot of protection orders in place. My address cannot be given.
Mm-hmm.
So what that young lady would do is she would go to court and ask for the address for where I live because his son, he wants to see his son. So now, guess what? In their situation, well, if my son gonna come to your house, I need her address. But wait a minute. We done found out that you hanging out with, so you're gonna give my address. And it went on for years and years. And it finally got to a point where I noticed that that person was playing the court system. But what happens is when that person makes a mistake, that is when I realized that it was never meant for me to continue to battle. I just kept going through it, spending money and kept going through it. Every time I saw the case get thrown out, and I kept saying, what's the purpose? Why am I fighting for rights to a child that I take care of every day? Why am I answering to child support when I take care of my child? Why am I paying you child support? That don't even make sense if the child live with me. A lot of people don't know you can actually file child support on the other person just because you can. Even if it gets thrown out, you can. And I've always said, I'm the one, I'm the man. I got baby mamas. I've always said it. I got baby mamas. Mm-hmm. And then baby daddy number two turned out to be like baby daddy number one because he saw what I went through. So then now I've watched the cycle of everything. But to be honest, this is a big problem because if I know as a woman I'm going through this, I can only imagine what a man is going through. So for me, I'm unbiased. Me, all I care is about the safety of my child. Hey, you want to, I need a break. Come get them, please. But see, the difference is I was raised in a household. My dad that passed away was not my biological father. So when my mom got pregnant, he was an ex-boyfriend, and he told my mom I didn't deserve to grow up without a father. So he stepped up. So all my life, I just knew this man really stepped in and was like, so I don't have that dad issue. Mm-hmm. I've always had a dad.
Right.
So it was like, I didn't know he wasn't my dad. You couldn't tell the world he wasn't my dad because right. That's all I knew. Anything go wrong, daddy, let me tell you. Daddy, I call my daddy for everything. My mom's like, well, why you don't call me? Because my daddy gonna figure it out. Mm. So for me, I've always looked at my kids like, you know what? You may not have that person there because they don't want to. That's the difference. So you got to have that person that wants to, but they can't. So I'm unbiased. I'm one of those parents. Do your part. Take them. I don't want the child support. I take care of them already. What am I going to get that I'm already out here doing already for them? So if you want to contribute, contribute. You know they exist, then do your part. But I'm not going to go down to the law and be like, you need to pay. And that's what makes it so different because I'm like the male. Like, right. I wasn't raised that way. So for me, it's one of those, my daughter is 11 years old. She ain't never received a penny of child support. And I know I used to get these what are they? When you get deposits, he wasn't on child support. But he literally would pay $24 and some change. And all I used to see was a child support come in. And I used to be like, what? I was like, what is this? And I called. They was like, oh, he's been sending payments. $24? I was like, for what? I was confused. And she was like, well, if you want the money to go up, what we can do. And I was like, no, I don't have time. See, my time and patience is my money. But, I don't have enough time to argue with you. It cost me thousands of dollars to have an attorney walk on in here because emotionally, like what he said, women are emotional. Emotionally, I can't deal with that. I got two other children I got to think about. Then I got my household I got to think about. And then I got myself and my business. I got so many things I got to think about. There's no reason why I got to give so much more energy someone that's absent, right? Yeah. But then it's not, like, it's very rare, like Jody said, for a woman like me to go through it because I move like a guy. If you're going to be there, be there. If you're not, don't be there.
I see you. I want to touch on that, though, too, not to cut you off, but if majority of, because I like solutions. I've been trying to figure out how in the fuck can I do something about this shit?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like if majority of women thought like that, we wouldn't need it.
No.
Because it's a grown thing.
Yeah.
Like, grow the fuck up.
Grow up,
It doesn't matter. If you love this child.
Yep.
If you love this child as much as you say you love him, act like it. Yeah. It's almost like, if you really love him, act like it. And I done started to see it just by going through it in the courts. And and I'm one of them people who, I'm about that shit. What you talking about, sir?
Yeah, and I'm fighting
in the court, no lawyer. Because I don't want nobody telling me what to do about this shit. Mm-hmm. So I went into it. I looked into it just like you did. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And I got a name. Like, you know who the fuck, you know what the fuck going on. I ain't got to say, hey, I'm such and such. But Google me. Like, that's what they do in court anyway. They're going to Google you, go on your webs, your social medias, and try to figure out who you are. Let me show you who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't play by mine. Mm-hmm. I don't care what she said, but we in court about facts, right?
That's it.
If I can't come to court and tell the truth and present facts, if it's a trick to this, we fucked up.
Mm. Yeah. One thing I do think, when you talk about facts, something in my own case that I've had to do was make sure that there is no way that that person can produce the false evidence. Because when you get to court, see, the judge, and this is a problem that I feel in the courtrooms, a lot of things need to be certified and gone through a whole nother authentication because
facts.
I was held in contempt for a situation where visitation, he never showed up, never contacted nothing, but he showed false evidence that said he did contact me and I blocked him. The judge went off of that information of saying without... There's no way that you can prove that you blocked someone other than, hey, here's my phone, look yourself. That's incorrect, right?
Right.
But because that person produced those false evidence, this judge actually was like, well, you're holding the child, blah, blah, blah. And I was heartbroken, like, wait a minute, what? So then now you're holding me in contempt for something you never was there. So how do I prove you was never there? So I had to change the game. You know what? No, you cannot call my phone. You have to go through the court system. There will be an app that you have to communicate with me.
We got the talking parents. Yeah, the talking parents.
But you know why?
Shit up.
No, you want to know why?
It's the dumbest shit.
I don't think it's dumb. You want to know why? In my situation,
it's a paper trail.
It's a paper trail that you cannot actually go and make your false document, right? You know where you're supposed to be. I shouldn't have to remind you if it's there. You should be where you're supposed to be because it's there on black and white. Mm-hmm. So now there will be no, there's organizations that do custody exchange. Remove yourself. So I'm an advocate. Remove yourself. If you're going to be an adult about it as a male or a woman, remove yourself from anything where you have those fights with the baby mom and the baby daddy and no, I don't want to hold a child. No, remove yourself because now you're thinking about the child. And now if you don't show up, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
That child go back with the parent. And if that other person don't show up, then that's on them.
It is.
But it took for me to find out all these things that there's a lot of resources that they don't even try to tell these fathers. Like, hey, you know, you can do this, this, and this. It just so happened I'm the woman finding out that, wait a minute, I got to figure something out because there's no way. And then for me, it's like you get served with child support. Wait a minute, child support? Why am I paying? How can I pay child support for a child to live? Now you got to go through the process. No matter what, you still got to go through the process. Even if it get dismissed, it's a process that you have to go through. And it makes it difficult because I can only stand as a male, you having to go through that, knowing that you're doing your part, right? Mm. I'm the male. I do my part. Why would I pay an absent person? So I could understand both sides because now it's like I'm the male, but in a female body.
In a female body.
You know?
And the thing that what you said, that anybody can fill out that application and put you on child support.
Yes, and that's a problem.
It is your due diligence to provide evidence to show that that information on that application is incorrect. So everybody heard of the term innocent until proven guilty. That's in a judicial process.
Mm.
But child support is administrative.
Mm.
It's not judicial because the person over the child support hearing is not an actual judge. They are an attorney acting as a temporary judge.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's crazy.
In these administrative hearings, they work under something called prima facie. Prima facie says the courts take whatever is filed as true and correct until you provide evidence to say that it's not. So,
because
they work under presumption. So if you don't object, they presume that you agree.
Right. Yeah.
So I was an oblivious objector in my hearing for that very same reason.
Yeah.
Prime example, they said I made voluntary payments. Objection, those payments were not made voluntary. They were made under duress. You suspended my license, my passport, income withholding order, all of these things. Because had I allowed them to say that and I didn't object to it, it would be presumed that I agree. And now it's actual fact. So we have to combat everything that is filed in these hearings. If you don't, they presume that you agree.
Exactly. That's a good point that you made, too, especially like when somebody filed papers against you in court, like answering it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, because if you don't, then
it's a default.
Exactly. But the thing I did find out with that too, as far as like this new court system and even child support, because on this platform right now, I'm glad I got you right here. Like I want to expose. I want to let people know who they are. Mm-hmm. The name, bitch ass Judge Coker with your pussy ass. You feel me? Whole pussy ass white boy. Like a whole pussy ass white boy. For real. I want them to know that. Mm-hmm. Judge Coker. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. But it was the judge before him that I had recused. I made him recuse himself before we even got even further into it. And recuse means get your ass up out of there.
Off. Get up. Man, yeah. I told you.
And it's a power in that, bro.
I did the same thing.
Men who go into court, bro, you got to be built a certain kind of way to do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of backlash come with it. But it's like, look, bro, I believe in God.
Man.
And whatever God put on me, if that's in me to do, if it's in me to say, that's what I'm finna do. And that's what I did. I prayed about it. And it's my baby. So, mm-hmm. And she's a daddy girl. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So before I let anybody play with her, judge, police, bank teller, I don't give a fuck who you is. You ain't finna play with mine.
Not with mine, yeah.
I can't speak for every nigga. I can't speak for how you feel about your child, bro. Mm-hmm. But every man should feel this way. As much as women say they love them and you had them, well, I put them there. That's my sperm. Like, that's my blood. That's coming out of me, too. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So all men shouldn't just not start. They just being too relaxed.
Relax, and I don't want to deal with that.
I think,
and that mentality is fucking us up.
Man,
I think as a man, though, because I see the men that want to be fathers, they go through the most. But the ones that don't want to be fathers,
they don't say shit.
They get the, and that's mine, right? Mm. So Jody's speaking from an emotional place where I've spoken from. I've said, listen, you're going to put me in jail. Ain't no way. I don't care. So I could understand as a parent, like, look, I don't care. I'll lose my life over them. Yeah. But then
you
gotta
be smart too.
Yeah. But the thing is, what I feel like in the courtrooms and in our just
judicial system.
Yeah, it's really messed up because you have the father that wants to be there and you make them go through the ring. But then if you have the father that don't want to be there, you give them the chance. And that's like the backwards. I've had the ones that they give the chance where it's like, wait a minute, there should be something in place, because what happens is the child gets affected the mm-hmm. most. The child is the one that feels everything. So now you got Jody fighting for his child when he's like, I just want to be a dad. Even I just want to be able to be there for my child, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have the one that doesn't want to be there, but then play the system and like, look, well, I'm gonna do bare minimum just to keep me under.
Just to keep him
but
off.
But that child still gets that heartbreak of everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there should be like a time limit. Like, hey, this is how much you can do, okay? We see somebody trying. Okay, you know what? We're going to give the chances to them. We're going to hear them out. We don't need to drag them through the mud. But the one that you can clearly see, like all four of us can see when somebody is really full of it, because you have discernment, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody in high power. So that's something that I'm going to school for. I'm going to school for law. I always wanted to be in law. But because I've dealt with child stuff, I'm like, nah, something got to change. I have to be a part of that. So part of being a part of the law, I feel like there's so many other women, men that goes through this, that we have to be a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start changing these laws? How do we, the administrative side, how do we start changing the administrative side? Because what happens is it's been around for decades, centuries, right? So you got our men saying, man, I don't want to deal with that. I'm just going to pay what I pay and I don't want to deal with my child. But then the child lose out, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're a great dad. So it's like, wait a minute. Hold on, that person is immature. You know what? When we go through the sit down, you know how to be able to make a very intelligent decision, right? Mm-hmm. You know, off of emotional intelligence, you know what's the difference. So in those sit downs, I feel like both parties should be evaluated, right? True. If both parties are evaluated, then you know what's happening for that child. But what happens is no one's protecting the children anymore. It's kind of like, okay, well, we just going to go through this because we know we're going to get the money. So then now,
they don't give a damn about the child.
It's not about the child anymore.
And just like what, so, okay, let me, let's just stay right there for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it is not about the child. That's your opinion, but I'm going to show you it's fact.
Yeah.
Mm.
That came from child support services themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's a Supreme Court case law. It is called Blessing versus Freestone. Five women from Arizona, they sued child support because they was getting government assistance and child support was keeping all of the money. And they like, yo, why is you keeping all of the money? That's our money. Child support said, hold up. That ain't your money. Mm. That's our money.
Mm.
And they said in that case law, child support said that child support services was never intended to benefit the child nor the custodial parent.
That's what I heard.
It was intended to benefit the state.
Yeah.
They literally said that in the case so they wouldn't get sued. So they can keep the money. That they literally said that. That is the cornerstone case law in child support. It's called Blessing versus Freestone. Now let's take it to the motives. And I was just telling Jody off camera, for the fiscal year of 2024, states received $713 million in incentives. Yeah. What is an incentive? Free money.
Yeah.
That ain't got nothing to do with the salary. That ain't got nothing to do with the budget that the government gives to the states for their programs. This is totally separate. Is an incentive, a kickback to find you, me, and everybody else guilty in our child support hearings. So based on their performance to collect child support, establish paternity, collect arrears, based on their performance, they can tap into that $713 million. And this is every year. So for the fiscal year of 2025, it went up to $718 million in incentives. So now let's look at this. The 14th Amendment says no person shall be deprived of their life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to be heard and a right to a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get a fair trial in a state hearing under state codes where the states are incentivized to find you guilty in the first place?
Yeah.
How? It is absolutely impossible.
You can't.
You cannot.
So let me ask you a question. Because y'all speaking from y'all perspective.
I'm giving you case law.
No. Mm-hmm. Let me finish.
Okay.
Y'all speaking from y'all perspectives, which I know what facts you have, everything. You're speaking on what you know. That's what everybody, they speak on what they know. But I'm gonna just throw this out there because sometimes I sit back for a minute. I'm gonna listen to what you gotta say, but I've been in situations where I fought someone else for someone else's child like they were mine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a situation, first of all, I don't want no kids at this point. I don't want none.
You should.
I don't want none. And if I have one, it's gotta be by the right person. We better go breed at this point.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, me personally, I'm aggravated when I hear someone tell me on a regular basis, well, you don't understand because you don't have a child. Look here, Shawty.
Hmm.
Everybody's kids is my kids. On for real. Like, if you don't know me, you don't know my story, you don't know who I fight for. Hmm. I took care of everybody's kids. I live alone. Most of the time, their kids come to my house. And because they family got some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be the mama, the daddy, whoever wrong, I don't care. But when I get them calls when somebody got to go get picked up because their parents ain't there, neither one of them.
Mm.
I'm not talking about you or you or you. What about the people who's taking care of people's kids who don't even want their kids?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to make it difficult for me because I didn't birth your child or I didn't lay with him. And y'all don't even want to be with each other. And y'all don't even want each other's kids.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm attached to your child, they my kid.
Yeah.
So I'm making a point to say, I hear y'all. And I agree with everything y'all saying. But I also want to speak for the people that take care of other people's kids. Because I'm the advocate. I'm tired of hearing you say, you don't understand because you don't have no kids. Nah, you understand because I don't have no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let me flip
it. I'm still
you don't understand because I don't have no kids and I'm going through it and I got to take care of somebody's kids that ain't mine.
Yeah.
Mm.
That ain't mine. And it's like, but they mine.
Mm-hmm.
I give you the best example. I broke up with someone 3 years ago.
That don't mean them kids is broken up with, because they calling me. Mm-hmm. Lex. They call me Mama Lex. Mama Lex. You know my birthday next week. What that mean? I said, no, just play what you want.
You got it.
The thing is this. Of course, they like my kids. What you want? What you want for your birthday? What you want to do? But I got to go through the ringer to do something for them, because I ain't involved in that situation no more. But I don't even call them like that. I call them, check up on them. Mm-hmm. Them ain't my kids, though. But then when y'all go through what y'all go through, because none of one of y'all want y'all kids, they calling me. I need your help. Mm. Please come get me. What I got to do? How old I got to be to sign legal rights to myself? I get them calls. Mm. So it's like,
that's a trick.
Like I hear everybody when they talk on what they talk on. But now let me speak on what I got to speak on. What about the people who ain't got no kids but might want a child? But they see what everybody else going through. Now I don't want a child, but because I love the kids that's not my kids, I want a child. Mm-hmm. But then I don't trust nobody, so I don't want a child. But then I want to breed because I want a LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what about us too?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I hear this shit one more time, and I'm gonna say this shit one more time, bro, I don't have to be male or female. I don't have to have a child to understand. I might not be in it because let's bring it back. If you're in a relationship or if you're not, you going through something, you want to work something out with somebody, and the best advice somebody going to give you is because they not in it. It's easy to say, leave him or her alone. She ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? But when you in it, it's different. It's no different than y'all having kids. Mm-hmm. When you in it, because you birthed these kids, you raised these kids. But how can you look at somebody who's taking care of someone else's kids that they don't even take care of them, and they ain't even gave them a dollar? Mm-hmm. And I've been that person multiple times, have raised other people's children. Because, dang, they shouldn't have to go through this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I want to speak on that because it's like, everybody got a point, but understand my point too. Like, I love everybody kids, no matter whatever, friends, whatever, who I dealt with, like they my own too. I got that type of heart.
I think it's kind of like a woman thing. So
Or a man thing, because there's guys I know that's taking...
The reason why I'm saying that...
Let me say this real quick before you get into your spiel, because you're going to go there. It's a guy I know right now, and I pray for him every day. He raised this child like it was his for 20 years, and it's always been speculation, that ain't your child, that's my child, you can't tell me who's not my child. Mm-hmm. They go get a fraternity test, that ain't his child. And to this day, because he thought that was his child, that's his child.
Yeah.
And he fighting for custody for a child that ain't his child.
Because you don't have to be the biological parent to be the legal
parent. But we saying the same thing. Yeah, so I'm giving you the reason I broke it down like that, because this man physically dealt with someone for 20 years that he thought was his child wasn't his child, right? Mm-hmm. So think about somebody who knows that's not their child. But they dealing with someone for maybe not 20, but long term, like that's their kid, and they care about them more than the person who birthed them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at all aspects. So when I hear people, most of the time I sit back and I listen to what you got going on, what you went through. But at the same time, like, if I get involved or deal with someone, like, they're my kids too. But I think for me, I get more aggravated, like, when somebody constantly say, like, you don't understand because you ain't got kids. I still deal with that to this day. Friend, foe, whatever. Shut up. You don't know who kids I'm taking care of. You don't know what I'm doing on a regular. You don't know who I'm supporting on a regular. So you might not know because I don't take. Now, one thing I don't do, I don't tell my business, right. Even if you think I do. I don't tell what I'm doing for other people. So when somebody was like, you don't understand because you don't get kids. Nah, you would be fucking surprised. Because right now, today, I tell you right now, I'm orchestrating something to where this child get where they got to go because they daddy and they mama ain't going to take them. Mm. Hold on, let me go figure it out. And they made my kids, but they my kids.
Yeah, I think that comes from as far as like, I can't speak for them, but just listening to it and knowing situations that I've even been through myself to where it's like, at some point you can check out. It's like, I don't have the option to check out when they my kids. It's like,
right. Mm-hmm.
No matter if you can just walk away and
not when you're emotionally invested.
That when you are emotionally invested,
but you're not obligated.
That's the only difference. I think I'm just trying to get you to understand. Like I think that's what it comes. Not saying that it's right. I'm just providing a situation to where it's like that's can be where someone is.
But
coming
some
from.
Guys feel like they're not obligated because they didn't birth it, the child. Even if they lay with them. I mean, I'm telling you what I know. Yeah. So we can keep going. Yeah, we can play this game back and forth. But some guys feel like, well, shoot, I ain't never met the child. That ain't my child. Or I ain't, just because I lay with you, like, or play them games like that ain't my child, but that's your child.
That's an idiot. Though.
No, but yeah, I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm agreeing with you.
Man.
But I'm saying that stuff happens every day.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm also speaking on, like, I hear you. You can say you can check out when you can, but not when if you were raised a certain type of way, you can't just check out.
You ain't checking out.
That's no different than somebody that coached me when I was a jit, you know, and they still check on me to this day. I'm 38. Hmm. They check on me to this day. Like, I'm just checking on me. I don't talk to them. I ain't got to talk to them every day.
But
hey, I seen you on Facebook. You know, Facebook for the family. See you on Facebook. See you doing well. What you got going on? You know what I'm saying? Baby girl, you stopped by the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a point. Like, I feel like when we talk on stuff, I feel like we need to look at perspective all the way around. Now, it's different.
Everybody can't look at perspective.
Everybody can. I think when you meet and you look at it all the way around, because I ain't got no kids now. Mm-hmm. When y'all in something, that's different. Like, you just trying to take care of your kids, regardless if it's girl or female, mm-hmm. whatever. But I think when I've literally been witnessing stuff for years, like, I just got a whole different mindset of stuff because I just be like, dang, like, you know, and because y'all go through what y'all go through is why I don't want kids. But at the same time, because y'all go through what y'all go through is why I do.
Mm. I think
because I ain't going to be that person. Like, look, I might even just play a trial run. It sounds crazy, but I might have a trial run. Let's test this theory. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because regardless, I just feel like for me, because how I was raised and I see my parents separate, get back together, separate, still together, but separated, mm-hmm. but it's weird. But it's like, bruh, I can't speak on nobody else. I can speak on me. If I was put in them situations, we going through the ringer because I seen what my dad did for me when he thought we was gone because my mom went somewhere else. He thought we was gone. I ain't never seen no man fight for his kids like he did. You know what I'm saying? So I'ma always be a daddy girl. And that's, I move like that. I move like I'm my daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I treat people because I see how my dad treated people. And that's the masculine in me.
I'm
my daddy's child. I be like, dang. And then the first thing I do all the time, what would my daddy do with people? What would my daddy do? Now, my mama, that's the brains, you know. What would my mama do? My mama cuss that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but my daddy, when it come to people and they heart, my mama straight business. I don't care what you talking about. She ain't trying to hear it. Nah, this don't make sense. And that comes out of me sometimes. But my daddy's child, nah, man, you got to understand. You got to go sit back and think about it. Even if you take the L, like, you got to go, nah. And we going to always take the L because I'm my daddy's child. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Majority of women, anyway, that do this shit, they don't have a father.
No. Mm. And sometimes, too, something that I've learned as well, because let's take it from just male and women, right? Because I've experienced what men go through. But with the man, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They come from broken homes, too.
Exactly.
You know, so I've seen what one party has had a single mom, never had a dad. And I saw it made that person a womanizer. I saw one person had a mom and a dad, right? But that stuff didn't work out. It was all a facade. So that hurt. That person never really got the healing that they had. But then for me, I grew up in a household where my mom was a single mom, but I had a dad that wasn't biological. So I got your treatment. I got Alex in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Which everybody gave. I got love. I really got built in a household of love, right? My mom loved different. My dad loved different. But for Lex, my dad was you, right? So I know what it felt like when I used to see my mom arguing with my dad. That's not your child. And I used to be like, Ma, you can't do that.
Like, why would
gonna always be my dad. So it's like, Lex gonna always be, you get what I'm saying? But what happens is I've learned stuff from my mother. Ma, you gotta heal too. And I learned stuff from my dad that my dad was the one, listen, sometimes things don't work out how you want it. There's no picket fence. There's no white picket. So he used to give me a blood raw how you did. No matter what, I'm going to always be here. I don't care where your mama try to take you, I'm going to get you. And I used to be like, what? But my dad used to always, before he passed away, rest his soul, my dad used to tell me, make sure you take care of your mama. Make sure you take care of your brother. Make sure you take care of your grandma. And then I used to look at how he was, how Lex's dad is. I'm going to fight. Just keep on fighting because that's my role. That's my responsibility to take care of them. Even if they do me wrong, I still got to take care of them.
But you know where I got that from? You know why my daddy gave me that?
Why?
Because my daddy played basketball. I hated it.
See?
But listen, I go through teammates every year.
Mm-hmm.
But when they your teammate, like, you go through some stuff different than, like, nobody can't tell you how to get out of the trench, especially when you're trying to achieve at the highest level. So anybody that's ever played with me, I talk to them to this day. Because ain't nobody ever going to stand what we went through.
Yeah.
And it's we like it's a fraternity and a sorority. But I think, I say fraternity.
I think people need to experience you.
Right. But what I'm saying is I say fraternity because this shit is deeper than sports.
Yeah.
It showed me how to be the person I am. Sports, I talk about it all the time, but it showed me, like, my dad, I hated it. If I didn't play ball, I would never know how to care for somebody who pissed me off. Mm-hmm. Like, you pissed me off, bro. You didn't even catch my... Bro, you missed my pass. Like, I just lost an assist or whatever. Or we lost game, win a shot, whatever. But when you went through some stuff with some stuff, like, regardless of somebody getting cut, somebody losing a job, because at this point it became a job for me. Like, you with them in their room crying. They lost their job. This is how they take care of their family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What they going to do now? Like, now y'all trying to figure it out because at this point you family, you locked in. So that's probably why I'm so narrow-minded with how I move or how I interact with people, because I'm like, bro, my brother or my sister wouldn't do this to me. Sports, they wouldn't do this to me, bro. We trying to run every line on the suicide. We trying to get back, trying to get to the finish line before the coach say, hey, y'all ain't finished this as a team. Because one thing about me, I'm a team player. What you go through is what we go through.
But not everybody likes that.
Right. Yeah, that's what makes it hard. And I never said nobody was. I'm telling you me, because I'm speaking for the people who taking care of other people's kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's
so what I'm saying is what you go through is what we go through. If you in debt, we in debt.
But not
if you
got to
pay the bills, we got to pay the bills.
Which is why.
If you got to do this, we're doing this. So what I'm saying is why I moved the way I moved. I was taught from my father, who was taught from sports besides basketball. Every sport he played, I joined sports because I didn't want to go home. I didn't know what was about to happen at the house. I was in basketball because my daddy made me. I loved it. But then I joined track and volleyball because I didn't want to go home. I didn't know what we was about to deal with at the crib. You understand that? So I became a people person. I know I'm a talker. You ain't got to fool me. I'm that G. I'm that person. I'm that girl. I'm going to talk you to death. You damn right. Because I had to put a mask on, as y'all would say. Because I had to use that as a way to deal with what I was going through. My parents, I didn't know what was going on with them folks. Because it was not peaches and cream. And them folks act like they didn't care. Because it was some cheating going on. Trust me, I know.
But look, imagine if you had to go through child support or they had to go through any kind of...
Which is what they are going through now.
Exactly.
Right. That's
why
I'm saying
so it's a different era now. We come from that.
Yeah.
We ain't... This shit is bigger than that now.
Yeah.
Because we come from the foundation. Whether we had a mom or dad or not, you had an auntie.
Yeah.
You had a grandma.
You had family. You had a support system. You had a village.
Somebody going to tell you, bro, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I kick your ass about that. Because I know your mama.
And go tell her. Because you're going to get your ass when you go home again.
My mom
again.
Used to tell them.
It's a whole other ball game now. Now we literally have to go through the system.
Yeah.
We are caught up in this system so far to where we really like sitting ducks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We be sitting ducks. Because I know men don't know how. Listen, bro, I never knew that you had to get your child legitimized.
Yeah.
To even claim them. But like, who makes a person who makes the baby have to legitimize?
I found that out when I was going to
what is that? What the hell is that about?
And that's, I've only heard about that in Georgia.
And it's a Georgia law.
Because in California, you don't have to get legitimized. You signing the acknowledgement of paternity is the same thing. But then you can do that in a hospital.
Exactly. That's where you're supposed to do it.
But that's a trick.
That lets you know the whole thing is a fucking fraud.
So yeah. Do you feel like this is a cultural thing? Because I don't really hear these problems with white people.
This is what I think.
No, shit.
Let me stop you real quick. Because there's child support put out a statistic. It's 62% of people on child support is actually white people.
Mm-hmm. They're more the ones that get
why because they receive the government assistance. Yep. And government once you get the government assistance, they automatically start the child support.
Mm-hmm. So I think that when this is just, it might sound so far-fetched, I think that, you know, when everybody's in that lovey-dovey mode, right, of making that baby, your situation was completely different. But I feel like for the children moving forward, I wish that you and I would have just came up with, you know, how they have the prenuptial.
That's the best thing to do.
I feel like you know your obligation. I know my obligation. If you don't follow your obligation, you terminate your rights. And now let someone, because then what happens is when a stepfather comes in who wants to be there, the other person gets mad, like, that's my child. Because you see it all the time on social media. Mm. Like, I saw a video, the man was getting the little boy haircut.
Yeah.
And he came in and blew that place up. Yeah, y'all was like, that little boy getting in front of that little boy. And you forgot that man was showing him the respect, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, that's his child. And the mom on the phone, don't let him go.
Yeah, y'all seen it. Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking because nobody thought about that child but that stepfather, which is Alex. That stepparent who was like, hey, I care about this child. So in my opinion, I feel like from the very beginning, before that child is even thought about, you and I, if there is a baby that comes to play, this is the plan. No one wants to have that conversation. This is the plan. And if we change the plan, then understand this is what's going to happen, because that's what two adults have to do in the right mind. Now, you have the other people who don't think like me, right?
Right.
They just wide open. They don't know who the dad is. But then they find somebody. Then they're like, oh, well, put them on child support. And now we got Jody like, God dang, we got you. 12 years later, it's like, wait a minute. Why am I fighting? So I feel like there needs to be some underlining issues, some underlining things. Just the root of it is what we have to start, like a whole new foundation, for real. This system that they created, we need to create a whole different system that allows everybody to think about Lex, think about you, think about me, think about Jody, and because there are unique situations, right? So there should be tiers, like, okay, well, this situation happened, this is how we deal with it. That's the problem. Yeah. It's one for all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Jody? I don't care. You're going to go to jail. You know what? You ain't going on no honeymoon. We going to cut you. Well, dang. You know what? My mom, they say they want money from you. You got to pay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Mm. So I feel like there should be tiers, and there should be a whole new foundation that is created, because the main thing is we need a solution. There's no solution. We got all these little kids running around here that don't have a dad.
Mm-hmm.
The system already programmed our little black boys. I have a black young man that I'm raising. I'm not a man. I can't raise a man. And that's the problem. I hear moms be like, I can do it by myself. No, you cannot.
Well, I can based on what Jody said.
What? No.
I'm just playing.
I truly believe that a woman cannot raise a man because I'm not a man.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? There's certain things that my son have to see. So I'm heavy on the mentorship. My son has so many mentors in his life that I'm so blessed that he has male figures that come in like, look, homie, my son goes to the barbershop. He's 7. He sweep the barbershop floor. He over there doing push-ups. I leave him in there for 2 hours. I go to Home Goods and mind my business with my daughter. And they be like, he come back, he got his hair cut. But that's his communion, right? Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of moms that do that.
A lot
of moms are not thinking about the little boy that they're raising because they're like, oh, I want us to dress alike. Me and my son not dressing alike. You want to know why? Because he's a boy. And there's nothing wrong with what other people are doing. But for me, if I'm going to raise a young black man, I have to make sure you have a right representation in front of you. I can't just bring anybody around because my son's going to pick up those bad habits. Because that's what boys do. Boys, I see my son. He be like, Mom, don't worry about it. He opened up my car door. I don't even know where he get it from. He be like, no, Mom, I got it. He get out the car from the back seat. Walk around, open my door. Now I'd be like, thank you, baby. Mm. You know what, Mom? I got the trash. I'm like, okay. It's raining outside. He like, I don't care. Mm. But I couldn't teach him that. He had to view it. You see what I'm saying?
And that, you know what, about boys, I think boys, we able to find a way.
Yeah.
More than little girls. Mm-hmm. Little girls need their father.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Yeah.
And boys too.
Boys need them, but we. Y'all find it's so way. Much it's they in put you. On the boy. Yeah. It's
yeah.
A man, a black man growing mm-hmm. up, it's so much that be put on us that women yeah. will never know or people will never know but yeah. us men. Like, we get put through yeah. so much and we got so many testers.
Yeah.
Growing up that, like, if I had my dad or not, I still would have to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That little girl,
she would be lost.
Like yeah. that, like that mother.
That's what you say.
Like, yeah. like that mother with having huh. problems with finding men,
yeah.
finding this, that, and the third, because you never had a man to show you what to look for. What yeah. to see, what to watch out for. And I feel like that's where this child support and custody shit is hurting the most at.
Yeah.
yeah.
With the little baby girls.
Yeah.
Because a majority of all girls that got a daddy are going to be a daddy.
But men, young boys need it too.
I'm not saying the boys don't need it, but mm-hmm. I just feel like it's more easier for a boy to get some type of mentorship. Some boys run in the streets. They can, mm-hmm. they get it from the niggas in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Some get it from the coaches. Yeah. Some get it from their teachers. Mm-hmm. Some get it from their own homeboys mm-hmm. that's a little older than right. them. Mm-hmm. But we got to figure it out.
Yeah,
we got to get the game somewhere.
The women.
But the women yeah. is but the women, one.
They end up the getting future. It from the man that they dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's daddy. Fucking the yeah. whole game up. Ain't none of these, ain't no women that go through this shit got their dad. Every girl I ever seen that was in court or doing anything to a nigga, she ain't had her dad.
And that's by design, too, because mm-hmm. in order to get those benefits, Daddy can't be in the house.
So I got a question. If you could leave, because mm-hmm. in respect for this conversation, we are not going to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to play the game. You don't even know what the game is. So come back, figure it out later.
Okay.
If you could leave one lasting impression, or if you could tell somebody something that pertains to what we're talking about that would benefit them, what would you say?
My thing would be, first, like she said.
Talk to him.
First, if you're on child support right now, this is not legal advice. I'm not an attorney, so I can't. Mm-hmm. It's just my experiences dealing with child support. I went and got copies of the summons, the complaint, the proof of service. I had a default and the actual judgment. That is ground zero. Without that, there's no way you can challenge jurisdiction to see what they filed in your case. You got to know what they filed in the very beginning. In regards to custody, if there's parental alienation, if you are a man or a woman, if you are a non-custodial parent, they're saying you're guilty. You've been found guilty in family court of abandoning your child.
Mm-hmm.
I would go back into family court to get joint physical custody. That is totally different from joint legal.
Right.
Joint legal just says y'all make decisions on school,
right.
hospital, that's that. Joint physical custody yeah. means that we are equal. No one's greater than, yeah. no one's less than. And we have equal parental rights pursuant to Santowski versus Kramer and 42 USC 1301D.
Right.
Lastly, I would like to say, and I always like to make this clear. Yes, my platform is child support is fraud. In no way, shape, form, or fashion am I saying that taking care of your children is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is the system, their policies, their custom that they have in place are fraudulent and they violate the United States Constitution. Therefore, that makes it fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's where I stand. And anything else outside of that, you have to have custody. Custody affects the child support. You have to, as men, we have to get out of this. I'm not dealing with the laws and mm-hmm. yeah, you ain't, this ain't a criminal situation.
Mm-hmm. And that's the crazy thing.
It's not even criminal. It's not a criminal situation.
It's civil.
It's civil. You can go in there and fight for your children. The same way you gonna go, nigga on the street disrespect
yep.
you,
yep.
you gonna go and put in that
yep.
work. Go
yep.
put in that same work for your children.
Period.
Mm-hmm. You saying you'll die for your children,
yeah.
but will you live for your children?
Yeah. That's, Cody, and what, that's what major. I was just gonna ask you, like, what would you say to, like, have a solution, or what would be the solution? You know what? That is really the solution. But to get to that solution is the problem.
Yeah.
To get these men who's beaten and battered, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By the system, by the women, by the world, like, period. Like, to get that energy to go mm-hmm. fight, because you're gonna need some energy.
Yeah.
You're going to need a whole lot of energy to go into these courtrooms and play with these people.
And you got to remove all emotions. It got to be straight business.
Got to. It got to. I just want to say, to add on to that, if you don't do it, because how I look at it, I never wanted to do this. I never wanted to deal with this type of shit at all. But, and it's funny to me because women feel like so much that when they have the child, like, it's like y'all got the only kind of love for the child.
This
like,
my child.
Not even just my child. It's just like the love they think they have for their children, that a man can't have that same love, even though I didn't have it. Even though I didn't have my little girl, she my little baby. That's my little motherfucking baby. She mine. She wouldn't be yours if it wasn't for me. It's that simple. Ain't no in-betweens with that. Ain't no around the bushes. Ain't no, well, I carried a 9. I don't give a fuck if you carried a 16 months. God made you to do that. That's your role. That's your part. But you wouldn't be able to carry her for 12 months if this didn't go inside of them. You gotta be produced. This shit gotta go. You can't have a child
by yourself
without the male. So why make it? This is what gets me so retarded, especially with men who going to be there. Like, you know he gonna be there. What makes it that difficult if we both have the same love for this child to take care of? It's that simple. So for, I look at it like, for anybody that causes any kind of complication with that little simple shit right there, you the fucking problem.
You the problem. Yeah.
You the fucking problem.
So what would you leave someone?
I would tell them, you got to put pressure. Bro just said it. Men got to go put, you ain't, this ain't going to change until men go into outside of them courtrooms and let them know that majority and the women who's in this situation, it got to be men and women. Yeah. They got to be women like her who's going through this, just to see a different perspective of, like, it still goes on with women too.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. But until we get together and be able to go into these courtrooms or politic together, hey, what we need to do this, or what she had to do this right here, like, just politic and get this information that pretty, people really need to really go do some shit. Don't nobody give out the information, and we can't receive it enough in enough time to raise these little motherfuckers who coming up, right? Listen, bro, this is about to be the worst generation that we done seen ever in life. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't care how good you say your child is. They can be good, but they finna be raised amongst
the motherfuckers after school.
These motherfuckers is finna be animals out here. So if we ain't taking this shit serious as far as these kids, I don't understand what we living for. What are we living for? Because I see a lot of social media. I see a lot of the podcast shit going on. A lot of this shit just for grown people to be trying to make some kind of something. But what you doing for these fucking kids, bro? You got to get in this courtroom and in these school, because if not, we're going to die. They going to kill us.
Man.
Sadies?
I would say that find healing on both sides, men and women. Find y'all healing and think about the child the entire time, because it don't hurt y'all bickering, it hurts the child. So if you gonna put that man on child support, or that man put that woman on child support, or however, understand what it's doing for the child. How much money is being wasted through the system that is taken away from the child in order for you to get over on the next person. Find healing. I'm big on letting go. If it didn't work, it didn't work. Let it go.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what the next person doing. Don't worry about how they doing it. Like what you said, go down to the court. If you're going to be present the entire time. If you're not going to be present, then don't be present. Because now it just wastes everybody's time. And then it hurts the child even more, because it's too much going on that now, not only that you need to find healing, that child now has to find the healing. And now we're going through the next role of, you get what I'm saying? So that child is going to produce another child that's unhealed if they don't get the proper healing. So I'm able to say that because I've actually taken those steps to find healing. I've been through a lot, but talking to somebody, understanding what the root issues are in your life and why you think of that, please think about the babies, for real. I know everybody think about that. It's not about the money, the child support fraud, you know, understand what you're doing when you decide to go through that system. Once you sign your name for that other person, you're making that child go through the system, not just you and that person. It's the child got to go through the system, because now they're going to grow up in a system that when they think that they have a child, that's what they're supposed to do, because that's what you did. Mm-hmm. So now you are a poor representation of what society should be. So really think about what you're doing. And if this is going to be a person that you're going to procreate, great. Come up with an agreement prior to the baby being born. Don't wait till the baby's born and then turn around. Now y'all bickering and arguing about nothing. It's just plain nothing. All you do is waste time and money and energy, and the child loses every time. So I will definitely say, reach out some therapists, talk to some people. Don't talk to your friends. Don't talk to attorneys. Don't talk to a real therapist and find out what the root issue is and start working on that. So that way we can change the next generation that's to come. So that way they ain't trying to kill us before we hit 60, because that's the real big problem. So that's what I would leave
can
out.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Before you spoke about attorneys, this is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
This my camera right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you hire an attorney in your child support hearing, you already lost.
Yep.
Why? Because you recognize the court's authority and you right. just gave them jurisdiction over you.
Right.
Like, it's people in the league, the NBA, NFL,
mm-hmm.
they sweet licks
mm-hmm.
because they're not finna go in there and represent themselves like you and I.
Yeah.
They gonna go get that attorney, and they already lost.
Yes, and they don't know it, brother.
You already lost.
The lawyer is still a part of the bar association. I don't give a damn.
If you look at a bar association, it says that the attorney's first duty is to the court.
Mm-hmm.
Not to their...
It's
to the court.
Off the roof.
So, bruh, if you hire an attorney in a child support hearing, you already lost because you waived jurisdiction, you made a general appearance. For me, that was one of the blessings that I couldn't afford an attorney, and I had to do it myself.
Mm.
Because once you hire that attorney, you're already lost. Because it's not judicial.
I got two, and they showed me quick that.
Hmm.
I got two of them, and they showed me immediately that. I'm like, bro, listen, did he just do that wrong? This don't supposed to say that, but look, we got to go about this. We don't want to get on the judge's
bad side. Because they're part of the bar.
Fuck this man.
They are part of the bar.
This is wrong, sir.
They're not challenging jurisdiction.
Man, none of that.
At all.
Mm-hmm. None of that. So it's best to get you some information.
Yeah.
You better get on this shit and be able to do it by yourself sometime, because all you need is God sometimes. You just need to pray and keep it pushed.
All I'm going to say is from the person with no kids, she's going to pray.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray about it all, and I think we need to continue to pray, because we can talk about it. We can put it on this platform. Somebody got to go do something.
Mm.
So, President, you guy, you man, you right
I'm
there.
I'm on their ass.
No, you right
we're
there.
On their ass.
Hold on.
We
you
finna
right
get
there.
On their ass.
You right there. You back in the office. We need you to really go do something. Mm. So we ain't going to knock on that door. Let us in the house.
If the Democrats want to get back on top, tackle this issue.
So I was here in Atlanta earlier this year with... Mm-hmm. With Angela Stanton mm-hmm. King.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced me to RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I was on his panel. I was on RFK.
I had a great conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
He himself was on child support at one point, which was crazy. He is now the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services,
right,
which oversees the National Child Support Program.
Mm-hmm.
So for me,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what political side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
This, within these 4 years, while this man is in,
it's the best time.
It's the best time for anything to change. Right now is the time with him as the director mm-hmm. over the entire child support system.
And he was running for presidency. He dropped out to partner with Donald Trump.
But see,
be real.
He really got to understand. I wonder, do he knows though? Like for sure, that it's some bullshit.
He know. Because we didn't say it. We had several conversations. He really one of us. But listen,
I applaud you, my brother.
As we wrap up the reality table, child support fraud. I want to thank Mr. TJ, Mr. Lionel TJ.
Tell them where they can find you. This man then flew in town. He made it his business to come and talk about this. He's lives in LA. Flew in town just to have a seat at the table with us. Yeah. Tell them what you got going on, where they can find you.
Man, everything is real simple. Child Support is Fraud. That's Instagram, YouTube, and ChildSupportIsFraud.com. But take care of them kids, though, man, because this ain't no get out of jail free card.
Hey. For sure. Appreciate you, though, my brother.
Real talk. Anything you want to say, Johnny?
Just appreciate you. Glad to have you, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
For sure. Thank you
for taking the time out to come see us and talk to us, and we appreciate you for coming
out. You just really made some people feel a little bit better. This was a great conversation. Yeah, because I think that it starts, even though we're saying, like, let's make a change or whatever, I think there's something here that can be started to even, you know, try to go to that door, because we got that contact, so we're going to make something happen.
Oh, that's for sure. Right now, with him in place.
And then we got it from both perspectives. I'm the female version of it, which is crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Whoever is out there going through it, trust me, I get it. I didn't expect it to happen to a woman. It's wild.
Not even a woman. You. Tell them.
Yeah, it's me. But I know there's so many women out there going through it, too. And we have men that are up here advocating, get involved. Follow him, you know, follow the journey. We're here. We're going to continue to do everything that we can to support these babies. And like he said, this is not a get out of free card. Do what you're supposed to do. Take care of the babies. Women, find healing. Men, find healing. Take care of the babies.
For sure.
Y'all ready?
Right. Season 3, Reality Table, Child Support Fraud. We out.
It is.
Let's shout and mix the pain with the passion.
Hold on, you're like that.
She just fell in love. It's magic. Anything you want, I made it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.